Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaman Iti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Trinadapi Sunichena Torad Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sada Hari Harinama 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 Eva Kivalam Glo nastyeva, 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 gatir anyata. We are going to do a Krishna book class. We are going to read chapter 28, releasing Nanda Maharaj from the clutches of Varuna. First, we will chant the 12-syllable mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Chapter 28 is entitled Releasing Nanda Maharaj from the Clutches of Varuna. The Govardhan Puja ceremony took place on the new moon day. After this, there were torrents of rains and hailstorms imposed by King Indra for 7 days. 9 days of the waxing moon having passed, on the 10th day, King Indra worshipped Lord Krishna. And thus the matter was satisfactorily settled. After this, on the 11th day of the full moon, Ekadashi, Maharaj Nanda observed fasting for the whole day. And just early in the morning on the next day, Dwadashi, he went to take a bath in the river Yamuna. He entered deep into the water of the river, but he was arrested immediately by one of the servants of Varunadeva. This servant brought Nanda Maharaj before the demigod Varuna and accused him of taking a bath in the river at the wrong time. According to astronomical calculations, the time in which he took a bath was considered demoniac. The fact was that Nanda Maharaj wanted to take a bath in the river Yamuna early in the morning before sunrise, but somehow or other he was a little too early, and he bathed at an inauspicious time. Consequently, he was arrested. When Nanda Maharaj was taken away by one of Varuna's servants, Nanda's companions began to call loudly for Krishna and Balaram. Immediately, Krishna and Balaram could understand that Nanda Maharaj had been taken by a servant of Varuna. Thus they went to the abode of Varuna, for they were pledged to give protection to the inhabitants of Vrindavan, who were all unalloyed devotees of the Lord. Devotees, having no shelter other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, naturally cry to him for help, exactly like children who do not know anything but the protection of their parents. The demigod Varuna received Lord Krishna and Balaram with great respect and said, "My dear Lord, actually, at this very moment, Because of your presence, my life as the demigod Varuna has become successful. Although I am the proprietor of all the treasures in the water, I know that such possessions do not make for a successful life. But at this moment, as I look at you, my life is made completely successful, because by seeing you, I no longer have to accept a material body. Therefore, O Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Supreme Brahman, O Supersoul of everything, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. You are the Supreme Transcendental Personality. There is no possibility of imposing the influence of material nature upon you. I am very sorry that my foolish man, by not knowing what to do or what not to do, has mistakenly arrested your father, Nanda Maharaj. So I beg your pardon for the offense of my servant. I think that it was your plan to show me your mercy by your personal presence here. My dear Lord Krishna, Govinda, be merciful upon me. Show me your mercy. Here is your father. You can take him back immediately. In this way, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, rescued his father and presented him before his friends, bringing them great jubilation. Nanda Maharaj was surprised that although the demigod was so opulent, he offered such respect to Krishna. That was very astonishing to Nanda, and he began to describe the incident to his friends and relatives with great wonder. Actually, although Krishna was acting so wonderfully, Maharaj Nanda and Mother Yashoda could not think of him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Instead, they always accepted him as their beloved child. Thus, Nanda Maharaj did not accept the fact that Varuna worshipped Krishna because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, he took it that because Krishna was such a wonderful child, he was respected even by Varuna. The friends of Nanda Maharaj, all the cowherd men, became eager to know if Krishna was actually the Supreme Personality and if he was going to give them all salvation. When they were all thus consulting among themselves, Krishna understood their minds, and in order to assure them of their destiny in the spiritual kingdom, he showed them the spiritual sky. Generally, ordinary persons are engaged simply in working hard in the material world, and they have no information that there is another kingdom or another sky, which is known as the spiritual sky, where life is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, a person returning to the spiritual sky never returns to this material world of death and suffering. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always eager to give information to the conditioned soul that there is a spiritual sky far, far beyond this material sky, transcendental to the innumerable universes created within the total material energy. Krishna is, of course, always very kind to every conditioned soul. But, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, he is especially inclined to the pure devotees. Hearing their inquiries, Krishna immediately thought that his devotees in Vrindavan should be informed of the spiritual sky and the Vaikuntha planets therein. Within the material world, every conditioned soul is in the darkness of ignorance. This means that all conditioned souls are under the concept of the bodily existence. Everyone is under the impression that he is of this material world, and with this concept of life, everyone is working in ignorance in different forms of life. The activities of the particular type of body are called karma, or fruit of action. All conditioned souls, being under the impression of the bodily concept, are working according to their particular type of body. These activities are creating their future conditioned life. And because they have very little information of the spiritual world, they do not generally take to spiritual activities, which are called bhakti yoga. Those who successfully practice bhakti yoga go directly to the spiritual world after giving up this present body, and there they become situated in one of the Vaikuntha planets. The inhabitants of Vrindavan are all pure devotees. Their destination, after quitting the body, is Krishna Loka. They surpass even the Vaikuntha Lokas. The fact is that those who are always engaged in Krishna consciousness and mature pure devotional service are given the chance after death to gain Krishna's association in one of the universes within this material world. Krishna's pastimes are continuously going on, either in this universe or in another universe, just as the sun globe is passing over many places across this earthly planet. So Krishna Lila, or the transcendental advent and pastimes of Krishna, are also going on continuously, either in this or another universe. The mature devotees who have completely executed Krishna consciousness are immediately transferred to the universe where Krishna is appearing. In that universe, the devotees get their first opportunity to associate with Krishna personally and directly. The training goes on, as we see in the Vrindavan Leela of Krishna within this planet. Krishna therefore revealed the actual features of the Vaikuntha planets so that the inhabitants of Vrindavan could know their destination. Thus, Krishna showed them the eternal, ever-existing spiritual sky, which is unlimited and full of knowledge. Within this material world, there are different grades of forms, and according to the grade, knowledge is proportionately manifested. For example, the knowledge in the body of a child is not as perfect as the knowledge in the body of an adult man. Everywhere, there are different grades of living entities. In aquatic animals, in the plants and trees, in the reptiles and insects, in the birds and beasts, and in the civilized and uncivilized human form of life. Above the human form of life, there are the demigods, charanas, and siddhas, on up to Brahmaloka, where Lord Brahma lives. And among these demigods, there are always different grades of knowledge. But past this material world, in the spiritual sky, everyone is in full knowledge, and therefore all the living entities there are engaged in devotional service to the Lord, either in the Vaikuntha planets or in Krishna Loka. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, full knowledge means knowing Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Vedas and in the Bhagavad Gita, it is also stated that in the Brahma Jyoti, or spiritual sky, there is no need of sunlight, moonlight, or electricity. All the planets there are self-illuminating, and all of them are eternally situated. There is no question of creation and annihilation in the Brahma Jyoti, or spiritual sky. The Bhagavad Gita also confirms that beyond the material sky, there is another, eternal, spiritual sky where everything is eternally existing. Direct knowledge of the spiritual sky can be had only by great sages and saintly persons who have already surpassed the influence of the three modes of material nature by engaging in devotional service or Krishna consciousness. Unless one is constantly situated on that transcendental platform, it is not possible to understand the spiritual nature. Therefore, it is recommended that one should take to bhakti yoga and keep oneself engaged 24 hours a day in Krishna consciousness, which places one beyond the reach of the modes of material nature. One in Krishna consciousness can easily understand the nature of the spiritual sky and Vaikuntha Loka. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, being always engaged in Krishna consciousness, could therefore very easily understand the transcendental nature of the Vaikuntha Lokas. Thus Krishna led all the cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, to the lake where Akura would later be shown by the Vaikuntha planetary system. They took their bath immediately and saw the real nature of the Vaikuntha Lokas. After seeing the spiritual sky and the Vaikuntha Lokas, all the men headed by Nanda Maharaj felt wonderfully blissful, and upon coming out of the lake, they saw Krishna, who was being worshipped with excellent prayers. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 28th chapter of Krishna entitled Releasing Nanda Maharaj from the Clutches of Varuna. So next week, which will be September 8th, which is the appearance of Lord Vamanadev, I will do a special Lord Vamanadev Katha. So I look forward to doing these now every week. It appears that the all systems are go. So I need all of you to pray that my computer and Mayapur.tv cooperates. We work together nicely without any glitches. And next week we will have a special Vamanadev Katha on September 8th commemorating Lord Vamanadev. And now, for the rest of the session, I will sing songs with my guitar.
my sweet Lord. Oh, my Lord. Really wanna see you. To see you, I must hear from you. My sweet Lord. Oh, my Lord. My Lord. My sweet Lord. Really wanna go to you and let my love just flow to you. But all I ever show you, Lord, is I surrender all too slow. My sweet Lord. Oh, my Lord. My Lord. Oh, my Lord. Really wanna serve you, though I don't deserve to. Really wanna serve you, Lord, but it takes so long, my Lord, my sweet Lord, my Lord, oh, my Lord. You can call him Allah, you can call him Buddha, you can call him Jehovah, you can call him Adonai. Why, you can even say Jesus, sweet Lord Jesus. Say any name of the Lord, it's all the same to me, my sweet Lord. Oh, my Lord, my sweet Lord, my Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you.
life after life is just to chant your name. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kiva Nam, Adlo Naskiva, Naskiva Naskiva, God cheer on your top. Krishna and the cowherd boys were at the river bank. The calves had come along with them. The water they all drank. To their surprise, a demon bird came flying through the air. He snatched up Krishna in his mouth and gave them such a scare. But by the Lord's own special plan, the same bird spat him out. For no one can defeat the Lord, of this there is no doubt. With his two hands, he grabbed the beak of this bird, Bakasur, and split his body right in twain. Now dead he was for sure. The coward boys were glad to see Krishna was all right. They know that he'll always be right there whenever there's a fight. Krishna and the cowherd boys were at the river bank. The calves had come along with them, the water they all drank. Surprise, a demon bird came flying through the air. He snatched up Krishna in his mouth and gave them such a scare. The coward boys were glad to see Krishna was all right. They know he'll always be right there whenever there's a fight. Krishna and the cowherd boys were at the river bank. The calves had come along with them, the water they all drank.
For the rest of today's session, I will sing songs from Krishna Leela, written by my wife, Varuni Devi.
One day, Balarama Ji
call to the gopis, come dance with me. He came to ease their pain, for he and his brother are the same. To satisfy their heart's desire, and set their minds and soul afire, they danced the whole night long, and sang a transcendental song. To them the Lord was very dear, he made their hearts bereft of fear. The moonlight filled the sky, while peacock birds began to cry. My dear Yamuna, please come nearby. But with these words she gave a sigh. You wretched river, then said he, I'll make you surrender to me. Yamuna then became afraid, and falling at his feet she prayed. Oh, powerful personality, please excuse my impudence. One day, Balaramaji called to the gopis, come dance with me. He came to ease their pain. He and his brother are the same. Beyond and beyond the material sky, in a land called Braj, where the peacocks cry out of love. A beautiful boy who never grows old, charm will see him, he is the lord of this world. Krishna lives in my heart and in the eternal sky. He lives with his cows and his friends, none of them ever die, and they love him so, they love him so. Forever and ever, intensely in love, all the people can only think of this blue boy. So sweetly he dances, he looks that way, with his head turned sideways, as if to say, you are mine. Krishna lives in my heart and in the eternal sky. And his friends, none of them ever die. They love him so. love him so. They love him so. They love him so. I want to be there with him. I hope that you will too. To live in Vrindavan again, where all of our dreams can come true. It's beyond and beyond the material sky. Peacocks cry out of love. Krishna lives in my heart and in the eternal sky. He lives with his cows and his friends. None of them ever die. They love him so. 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And they love him so. And then we'll do this again next week on September 8th for the appearance of Lord Balaram. Just see the lotus flowers beautifully blue. They send their flavor all around. It's such a nice place to take our lunch today and listen to the beautiful sounds. In this way, all the cowherd boys play, keeping Krishna in the center. Surrounded by the whispering trees and the soft sandy banks of the Yamuna. With his bugle and cane tucked in his cloth, his flute pushed into his belt, he takes his foodstuffs in his lotus-like hand. To everyone his presence is felt. Now as they looked all around, everyone was afraid that the calves had gone away. But Krishna said, I'll bring them back from wherever they have strayed. Lord Brahma had taken
the calves away, there were nowhere to be found. When Krishna returned, all his friends were gone. This mystery had no bounds. Krishna expanded his transcendental form to replace the boys and calves, so no one could tell that they were gone. Peace of mind they would have. Then after 1 year, Lord Brahma appeared to see all the mischief he'd done. And to his great surprise, he could realize that Krishna was everyone. With folded hands, he offered prayers and bowed before the Lord. Then the boys and calves returned to play with Krishna once more. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Brahma steals the boys and the calves. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.